भगवद्गीता 4.30 सर्वे पेते यज्ञ विदो यज्ञ क्षपित कल्मषः यज्ञ शिष्टामृत भुजो यान्ति ब्रह्म सनातनम्। सर्वे पेते ऑल दीज, सो कृष्णा हैज टॉक अबाउट अन्य अन्य अपरे, दीज पीपल दैट पीपल, सो अपर सो मेनी डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ पीपल कृष्णा हैज टॉक्ड अबाउट। Now, from this 30th to 33rd verse, Krishna will give a summary of the principles of yajna. From 25 to 29, he has given overview of different activities that can be re-envisioned as yajna. So, after giving a quick overview of the various activities that are pursued in the field of dharma in the Vedic cultural context and re-envisioning them as forms of sacrifice. Now Krishna is moving forward to talk about how that principle of sacrifice acts. So that he will talk about in these verses. Sarvepya ete yagya vidho. Sarvepya, all these kinds of people. Ete, these yagya vidho. They are the knowers of yagya. So knowers of yajna means those who don't see yajna only in specific terms as offering a ahuti into a fire, but they understand the underlying principle that it is offering that which could be used for one's pleasure for a higher purpose. And what happens to them? Yajna kshapita kalmashaha. Kalmashaha is the contaminations in their heart. Yajna kshapita. They become purified. They become freed from the cleansed of the kalmashaha. So, kalmashaha, Krishna has already used the similar sounding word, which also has a similar meaning. That is kashmalaha, kutastva kashmalamidam, vishame samupastitam. That is 2.2 in the Bhagavad Gita. Where are these weaknesses come upon? So, although it's not exactly similar meaning, but the similar sounding is not exactly identical in meaning, but similar in meaning. So, yajna kshapita kalmashaha, by the process of yajna, kshapita, that means one becomes cleansed of the impurities. And then what happens once one is cleansed? Yajna shishta amrita bhujo. Yajna shishta amrita bhujo. Yajna shishta is the remnants of sacrifice. Shishta is usually remnants. Now, Krishna has used this word yajna shishta in 3.13. In a often quoted verse, yagyashishta sinasanto uchyante sarvakilpishai bhunjate te tvagham papa ye pachantyatma karanat. Yagyashishta. So Krishna is talking about how the remnants of sacrifice are freed from all sins. And this verse is often used to explain the basis by which we offer food to Krishna and take his prasad. So, yajna shishta amrita bhujo. So, amrita bhujo is to enjoy. Now, the word enjoy is not necessary in is often given a bad press, negative connotation. But we are ultimately enjoyers. The only problem is that we are not independent enjoyers, we are subordinate enjoyers. We want to enjoy with Krishna. So that kind of enjoyment is talked about over here. Yajna shishta amrita bhujo. The remnants of sacrifice are like nectar. And one who enjoys that nectar, amrita bhujo. So what happens to that person, one who enjoys that, yajna shishta amrita bhujo? Yanti brahma sanatanam. That person will attain Brahma Sanatana. Brahma is spirit. Sanatana is eternal. Yanti means to go. They will go to the eternal spiritual destination. So, now, the word Amrit has again a specific meaning and a generic meaning. Specifically, the word Amrit refers to the nectar of immortality that is drunk, sipped by the devatas. So, for example, to get just such a nectar, the churning of the milk, churning of the milk ocean happened. But beyond that, the devatas, they have a soma rasa. That is also to some extent like a nectar.
The principle is that those who want nectar, that they often think of nectar in very literal or physical terms as an object to be consumed. Krishna is not necessarily talking about it in these terms. Although that imagery does gel with the principle of sacrifice. So, or with the form of sacrifice. Many times when the, say the kings perform a yajna, if they perform putra kameshti yajna, then after the performance of the putra kameshti yajna, then there is the principle of of purification. There is the principle of the principle that the devata whom one has worshipped, the devata will come and the devata will offer some form of amrit. So for example, when the Maharaj performed yajna for putra kameshti, for getting a putra, then it was elaborate sacrifice performed, and after that a devata appeared, and devata gave what? The devata gave in a sanctified pot some payasam, which was like a nectar. And when Dashrath's wives drank that nectar, they ate that payasam, then they begot children, they begot sons. So the important point is that there is the in yajnic imagery, often when the yajna is performed successfully, there are celestial beings who come and offer amrita. So Krishna is continuing to invoke that imagery over here, and he says that here the amrita which they get is not exactly that kind of physical object which is to be consumed. Rather, it is a inner taste that is to be relished. Yajna kshapita kalmashaha, it was stated. So kalmashaha, impurities, are those that misdirect our consciousness, making that consciousness go from worldly objects, from spiritual reality, from Krishna towards the worldly objects. So the more impurities we have, the more our consciousness goes from worldly from Krishna to worldly objects. But the more pure we are, the more our consciousness stays on Krishna. And when we become purified, then our capacity to keep our consciousness fixed on Krishna increases. So here it is described, yajna kshapita kalmashaha. By the process of yajna, the kalmasha that are there in our consciousness, they become kshapita. They become removed. And then yajna shishta amrita bhujo. That the amrita, that is the remnants of yajna. So now normally, if a person is doing the yajna of, say, fasting, at that time there will not be any amrita that is coming. We may say, okay, at the end of the fasting, the parana time, whatever we use, the food that we use for breaking the fast, that tastes like nectar. That's fine. But that is not exactly like the amrita that is emerging from the yajna. Or when we give dravya yajna, when we give the charity. Some people may say, oh, when I give charity, the smile on the face of the recipient of charity, that is what gives me great satisfaction. Now, somebody may say, that is like nectar for me. But these are not the gross things that Krishna is talking about. I'm not saying gross in a negative sense over here. Certainly, to try to grab things from others and to have a bestial smile on one's own, bestial laugh on one's own face, that is definitely far more lower than to offer something to other and see the smile in that person's face. So definitely, the first is in ignorance, where the first, second is in goodness. So that from the material point of view, that's definitely it's elevated. But the important thing to recognize is that we all ultimately need to transcend. And the purpose of yajna is to help us attain that transcendental reality. So attaining the transcendental reality means that the various different kinds of yajna that have been talked over here, they do not necessarily give some physical object to be relished. Although sometimes they may give, and that can also be one result. But the important result which Krishna is talking about here is the inner purification that happens. Yajna kshapita kalmashaha. Because of that, yajna shishta amrita bhujo. Yajna shishta is the remnants of the sacrifice. That what are the remnants? The sacrifices come and gone. We say, do a particular sacrifice, but after the sacrifice, the remnants are that through the process of sacrifice, our consciousness has become directed upwards towards some higher reality, ultimately towards Krishna. And this purification, redirection of our consciousness, that is what takes us ultimately towards Krishna, towards the highest reality. Yamanti Brahma Sanatanam. Move towards the Sanatana Brahma, towards the eternal spiritual reality. So in this way, the performance of the various kinds of yajna elevates us towards the ultimate liberation that comes from the purification that comes by the performance of yajna. Thank you.